石，万古磐石为我开，容我藏身在主怀，愿因主流水和血，洗我一生诸罪孽，使我免于主怒责，使我污浊成清洁。纵使勤劳直到死，一生流泪永不止，依旧不能赎罪过，唯有耶稣能救我。两手空空无代价，只靠救主十字架。当我呼吸于一息，当我临终目垂闭，当我但登新世界，道主座前恭敬拜，万古磐石为我开，容我藏身在主怀。
两处圣经，第一处在新约231面，哥林多前书第二章14节到16节。
We shall read from two references of Bible today. The first one came from 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 14 to 16.
我们用起音的方式读这一段圣经。
Let us read responsibly.
然而输血气的人不领会神圣灵的事， 反倒以为语句，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有疏灵的人才能看透。谁曾知道主的心去教导他也，但我们是有基督的心了。这一节圣经告诉我们，一个疏灵的人能够看透万事，但是没有一个人能够看透他。
This scripture reference tells us that a spiritual person discerns all things.
我们读第二处圣经，在新约第三面，马太福音第三章第一节到第十节，仍然用起因的方式读。
The second passage of scripture that we shall read responsively again is come from the book of Matthew chapter 3 verses 1 to 10. Matthew 3, 1 to 10.
那时有施洗的约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道，说：这人就是先知以赛亚所说的。他说，在旷野有人声喊着说：预备主的道，修止他的路。那时耶路撒冷和犹太全地，并约旦河一带地方的人都出去到约翰那里。约翰看见许多法利赛人和撒都该人也来受洗，就对他们说：毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？不要自己心里说，有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。今天我们根据这两节圣经，我们的题目讲到疏灵的眼光。
Today, based on these two passages of scripture, we shall study the topic of spiritual discernment.
疏灵的眼光必须是疏灵的人才有的。
He who is led by the Holy Spirit has spiritual discernment.
那什么人是疏灵的人呢？
Who is a spiritual person?
我们根据新约，真正悔改信主，有圣灵住在他心里，而且顺服圣灵感动的人，这样的人是疏灵的人。
According to the New Testament, he who has ever trusted in the Lord, accepted the Lord as their personal Savior, and then the Holy Spirit dwells in their heart, these are the people who are spiritual.
单信耶稣蒙恩得救，不一定是疏灵的人。
He whoever has accepted the Lord Jesus Christ alone,is not necessarily spiritually discerned.
好像保罗称哥林多教会弟兄姊妹是属肉体的人。
According to Paul, the church of Corinth is led by the flesh.
不但是信耶稣，而且顺服圣灵感动的人才是属灵的人。
Not only must you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, but also you must follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. These are the spiritually discerned people.
一个疏灵的人，他的看法是有深度的，他能够看透万事，能够看透人跟事的那个根本的一部分。
A spiritual person can perceive great depth of many things. He can see many, many things in the root causes of them.
你看，我们要决定一件什么事情，我们自己的看法，我们认为不大靠得住，要请专家，请学者帮我们看。
Many times we have to make a critical decision according to our own viewpoints. We are not sure whether that is a balanced view, so we consult experts.
因为他们有专门的知识，他们的看法比我们更有深度。
Because these people are specially trained, they have expertise, and they have depth of perception.
我读到杂志上说，不久以前在加拿大有个人在亚德塞尔买一个小小的一幅画。
I read in a paper that one time a person bought a small picture, photograph from a yard sale.
只花了两块美金。
He spent only $2 for that picture.
回到家里把它洗干净了，专家看了，是美国一个名画家所画的，这个画在社会上已经不多了。
When he took that picture home and dusted off and cleaned it off, he discovered that was a rare painting painted by a famous American painter.
他转手卖出去，卖了$150,000。
After he sold that picture, he sold it for $150,000.
教会两次的亚德塞尔，很多弟兄姊妹都没有来，很可惜。
We have two times, yard sales already two times, and unfortunately not all of you were able to come.
我也在报纸上读到有这样一个新闻。
I also read in newspaper a certain news item.
在英国有一个人，他有一个中国明朝的一个吃的一个盘子。
There's a person in England that has a Ming China piece plate.
大概要值$30,000。
And this is approximately 30,000 British pounds.
他请一个专家在他家里来看这个盘子。
An expert was consulted to take a good look at this plate.
这个专家忽然发现了他的一个台灯，也是一个中国古董花瓶造的。
And when the expert was in his house, he discovered a table lamp was also antique.
这一个花瓶要值$70,000。
This particular vase, it was worth much more, in fact, 70,000 British pounds.
但是这个主人不知道。
But the owner of that lamp did not know.
你就发现了社会上的专家学者，他们的看法比我们更正确。
This illustrates the fact that many experts know much more than you and I who are laymen.
但是圣经说一个基督徒是一个属灵的人，他有属灵的眼光。
But the scripture tells us each of us is a spiritual person. We have spiritual discernment.
他能看透人跟事的很根本的一部分。
And these people can determine, can tell the root causes of people and their lives.
我们根据读的第二处圣经看施洗约翰呢，是一个属灵的人，有属灵的眼光。
The second passage of scripture that we read, we found that John the Baptizer, he was a spiritual person.
我们下面讲到他有三种属灵的看法。
According to this passage, we can find that he had three spiritual viewpoints.
第一，他能看见生命的种类。
First of all, John the Baptist, he can tell the kinds of life that is available.
圣经说，当时很多的人到约旦河来受洗，有法利赛人，有撒都该人。
The Bible tells us that many people came to the River Jordan to be baptized. Among them were Pharisees and Sadducees.
法利赛人跟撒都该人都是当时犹太人的社会宗教里面呢，都是很有地位的人。
These people who are Pharisees and Sadducees, they are spiritual leaders of those days.
但是施洗约翰呢？称他们是毒蛇的种类。
But according to John the Baptist, he calls them the brood of vipers.
我们都知道圣经用毒蛇代表撒旦。
We all know that scripture refers vipers as Satan.
就说他们本来是属于撒旦的。
According to this, it means that they belong originally to Satan.
这是一种对生命种类不同的看法。
This is a way of distinguishing the different kinds of life available to people.
我们根据圣经，神看世界上的所有的人。
According to the scripture, God has a viewpoint for all people of the world.
他的看法很简单。
It's very simple.
没有信耶稣是罪人。
He who has not trusted in the Lord Jesus are sinners.
罪人的生命是属撒旦的。
People of the life of these sinners belongs to Satan.
一生都是被撒旦控制的。
All their lives, the life is controlled by Satan.
凡是悔改信耶稣的，他的生命是属神的。
He who turns and believes on the Lord Jesus Christ, these people belongs to the Lord.
这是对生命种类不同的看法。
This tells us there are two kinds of life, according to the Bible.
只有属灵的人才有这种眼光。
The one who has spiritual discernment can tell this kind of lives.
所有世界上的书，世界上的学问，都没有这种说法。
In all the books, in all the knowledges of the world, this kind of life is not mentioned.
弟兄姊妹，以我今天对不对，能不能对一个人的生命是哪一种种类能够看见呢？不大容易。
it's not very easy for you and I to tell whether a person has a new life or not.
不但对人的生命种类有看法, 对事情的来源, 属灵的人,
not only is the kind of life that the spiritual person can discern, but also he can discern the origin of things.
主耶稣讲到他要到耶路撒冷去受苦。
The Lord says he was to be delivered to Jerusalem to suffer.
最后要钉在十字架上要死,然后死里复活。
At the end, he will be crucified and then resurrect.
使徒西门彼得感情就激动了。
Simon Peter was very emotionally stirred up.
他就伸手拉住耶稣说,这个事情断不可临到你。
So he grabbed Jesus by his arm and says, no, this thing must not happen.
这是对耶稣的爱,耶稣的同情。
This is out of a certain sympathy and love for Jesus that he did.
但是主耶稣怎么说?
What did Jesus say to him?
他说,撒旦,推我后边去吧。
He said, Satan, get thee behind me.
我们如果不了解这个中间这些事情呢, 我们说耶稣不通人情世故。
If we don't understand the roots and the causes of these things, we will say, Jesus, he doesn't care for what Peter says.
别人对你同情, 不要你去受苦, 你怎么说别人是撒旦?
If Peter was out of good heart, doesn't want him to suffer, why would he call him Satan?
但是主耶稣用属灵的眼光看, 这件事, 那个来源是从撒旦来的。
But according to the spiritual perspective, the Lord knows that the cause of this is from Satan.
你知道,假定彼得那只手把耶稣拉住了,耶稣不去钉十字架。
According to Peter, if he could successfully grab Jesus and he was prevented Jesus from going to the cross,
救恩就没有完成。
Salvation is not completed.
救恩没有完成, 我们今天信耶稣, 信他也不能得救。
If salvation is not completed, we will believe today in vain.
而且神的旨意要耶稣钉十字架死而复活。
According to the Lord's God's plan, he must have Jesus to be crucified on the cross.
撒旦借着人的手把耶稣拉住,不钉十字架。
Satan uses the instrument of man to prevent that to happening.
那神的儿子对神就有背叛。
Then Jesus would not have performed what he was supposed to do.
那个宇宙就大乱了。
Then there's confusion and chaos in the universe.
恐怕星球都会彼此碰,宇宙早都灭亡了。
Maybe the whole galactic system will be destroyed.
你就知道那个后果的严重。
Then we realize how serious the consequence it will be.
主耶稣知道这是出于撒旦的。
The Lord knows that this intention is coming from Satan.
这是属灵的眼光才能看得出来。
He who has a spiritual perspective and discernment can tell this is happening.
我们看施洗约翰第二种属灵的看法。
Let us analyze the second aspect of John the Baptist.
能够看见将来的事情。
He can tell things that is to come.
他对法利赛人、撒都该人说：“谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？”
He was instructing the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He said, "He who is delivering you from the wrath of the future?"
就证明施洗约翰呢，看见有一种愤怒，叫做将来的愤怒。
Therefore, John the Baptist knows the wrath that is to come.
我们对过去知道的很有限。
Many of us know very little about what has been in the past.
好像中国人自称有5000多年的历史。
We Chinese proud ourselves to have a 5,000 years of history.
但是有文字记载的历史记录只有2000多年。
But really, in fact, that recorded history, that recorded with words, only traced back to about 2,000 years.
我们对于过去的事知道的很有限。
We only knew very limited amount of things that were in history.
我们对现在知道的也不多。
What we know about what is now are also limited.
如果弟兄姊妹有人突然问我们, 你现在是快乐还是悲哀? 我们说我要想一想, 不能马上回答。
If a person grabs us in the middle of the road and says, are you happy or are you sad? We have to think about that.
我们对现在知道的很有限的。
We also know very little about the present.
我们对将来知道尤其少。
And we knew only very, very little about the future.
从一个人到全人类将来怎样，我们知道的非常的少。
Whether it be your individual person or the whole human race, we know very, very little about the future.
新约说我们自己不知道我明天如何不知道。
The New Testament tells us we don't know what is to hold in the next day.
上个礼拜我们讲到无知的人。
Last week, we talked about the ignorant people.
那个大财主不但不知道明天如何，他今夜如何，他都不知道。
The very rich man, you recall, he not only did he not know what's happening tomorrow, but he didn't know what would happen that evening.
但是一个属灵的人有属灵的眼光。
But a spiritual person has a spiritual discernment.
他能相当程度知道将来的事。
He knows what's in the future to a great degree.
他怎么会知道将来的事？
How does he know this?
第一，圣经会告诉他。First,
he can study from the scriptures.
好像启示录就是将来的事。The
book of Revelation tells us what's to happen in the future.
圣经告诉我们很多人的将来的事。The
Bible tells us many things that will be coming in the future.
还有约翰福音16章说圣灵会告诉我们将来的事。
According to the book of John, chapter 16, we are told the Holy Spirit will reveal things to us.
圣灵借着感动，让我们相当程度知道我自己或者别人将来的事。The
Holy Spirit touched our hearts and revealed to us what will happen to us ourselves and what will happen to other people.
还有一种方法让我们知道将来的事。There's
yet another method by which we can learn of the future.
在加拉太书第六章说，你种的什么，你收的就是什么。According
to the book of Galatians, chapter 6, we are told that whatever we sow, that which we shall reap.
你撒好的种子，将来一定收好的果子。Today,
if you sow good seeds, then you will reap harvest of good fruit.
如果你撒坏的种子，将来一定收坏的果子。If
you sow seeds of evil in the future, you will reap the benefit of evil.
你现在撒的种多，将来收的果子就多。If
you sow many, many seeds today, you will receive plenty in the future.
现在撒的种子少，将来收的果子也少。If
you only sow barely a little bit, then you also reap a little bit.
所以从种与收的定律，我们也多少知道将来如何。And
from the principle of sowing and reaping, we also know what's going to happen in the future.
如果弟兄姊妹，你我今天撒坏的种子， 你就不要盼望将来要收好的果子。Brothers
and sisters, if you and I expect to sow evil seeds today, we cannot expect to reap good fruit in the future.
你对别人也可以有把握地知道他将来的遭遇是好是坏。You
also have very good prediction for what's happened to other people.
如果你看见有弟兄姊妹今天到处撒坏的种子。If
you see a brother or sister today, if they sow bad seeds,
做事很不实在,
if they don't think they are not realistic,
做人很不诚实,
if they are not honest with what they deal with people,
很自私,
they are very selfish,
你不要盼望他将来有好的遭遇,
you cannot expect that when one day in the future they will have good benefits.
不管他今天多成功,多有钱,都不要羡慕他。
No matter what the present holds, whether how rich or how successful that person is,
因为神的话,神的定律不能更改。Because
God's words and God's laws are immutable.
我们应该要劝告这样的人。Therefore,
with God's words, we should admonish these people.
也应该走实实在在的路,诚诚实实的做人。That
they should walk a straight path and do an honest life.
好让你将来收好的果子。So
that in the future, they might reap good fruits.
一个属灵的人啊, 我不是说绝对，他相当程度知道自己跟别人将来的遭遇。A
spiritual person, I'm not saying that he will know the absolute future, but he will know to some degree.
他从圣经知道。According
to the scripture, he can tell.
圣灵感动他，让他知道。The
Holy Spirit can touch his heart and make him know, learn.
种与收的定律让他知道。The
principle of seeds and the reaping also predict the results. And he can know what a future holds for human race.
不是人造天堂,
it's not that human beings can create the future heaven, but they will bring unto them destruction.
因为全本圣经都有这样的警告。
Because the Bible gave us warnings in this respect.
我们再看第三种看法。
Let us look at this third perspective of John.
能看见人心中的光景怎样。
He can tell what's the spiritual condition inside a human heart.
施洗约翰对法利赛人、撒都该人说，他说，不要自己心里说，我们有亚伯拉罕做我们的祖宗。
John the Baptist told these Pharisees and Sadducees, do not trust that you are the children of Abraham.
就证明当时犹太人的领袖常常心里说，我们安全，我们有保障，因为亚伯拉罕是我们的祖宗。
These people of the Jewish race in those days, they have great security in the fact they are descendants of Abraham, so they have peace and tranquility.
这是一个靠不住的骄傲，靠不住的安全感。
This is an unreliable security. This is unreliable pride.
因为亚伯拉罕是身体的祖宗，并不代表他就得救了。
Because Abraham was merely the physical ancestor. It does not mean they will be saved.
弟兄姊妹，从一个人到全人类啊，常常有心里说的话。
The Bible tells us there are many things that are revealed about our hearts in the scripture.
你承不承认你常常心里对自己说话？
Do you confess that sometimes you're speaking to yourself in your heart?
你看见弟兄姊妹有什么好，你心里说，哼，有什么了不起？
Sometimes we murmur in our hearts if a certain brother does very well, says, oh, that's just nothing.
年龄大一点的人啊，常常会像我这样。
Many elderly person like myself often think like this.
看见年轻弟兄姊妹有什么好的地方？
And when they see the younger generation, they have many good things.
我们自己心里说，有什么了不起？几十年前我比他更好。
They said, several years ago I was like that and I have even better things than they have.
我们常常心里面有声音。
There are many times there are these voices from the bottom of our hearts.
我们外面有一个有形的世界，我们心里面还有一个无形的世界。
Outside we have a physical world which we can touch and feel, but inside us there's also an invisible world.
很可能我们心里面那个无形的世界啊，也有一个家庭。
Maybe inside this invisible world, we also have a home.
但是不是外面看得见那个家庭。
It's not the one that people can see from the outside.
里面有一个丈夫，一个太太，是另外一个人的影子。
There's an image of a husband and a wife inside this new home that's invisible.
甚至我们心里面还有一个内在无形的政府。
Maybe there's a government inside that's invisible.
那个无形的政府的法院啊，把好多外面弟兄姊妹都判了死刑。
That Supreme Court inside that invisible body have already condemned many, many brothers and sisters to death.
虽然外面啊，一点都不表现出来。
Maybe the outside there's no manifestation of anything like this.
弟兄姊妹，你我都有一个内在的世界。
Brothers and sisters, we have that internal world in us.
但是属灵的人能够看见。
But the spiritual discerned person can perceive that world.
他能够看见我们里面的光景是怎样。
He can tell what the condition is inside the spiritual realm.
他能够看见我们心中的动机是什么。
He knows what the motives that exist in our hearts.
当然，他能够看见，也能够听见。
He can also hear what's going on.
他用属灵的耳朵能够从你说出来的话听见你心里没有说出来的话。
He can use a spiritual ear to perceive of, to hear things that maybe you have not even uttered.
我们心里面有很多的意思。
There are many things that are revolving in our hearts.
一部分是可以说出来的就说出来了。
Some of the things that we can say that we speak them out.
另外一部分是不好意思说的就不说出来。
The other things that we don't want to say, so we hide them inside.
但是让我们做决定，常常是没有说出来的一部分，做最后决定的。
But the things that make the final decisions are often the things that we didn't say outwardly.
也许做父母的有这种经验。
Maybe your parents have this experience.
当你儿女很小的时候。
When your child or children are young.
你很了解他。
You understand him very well.
他的一个动作，一句话，代表他什么意思，你能够了解。
You can understand every motion and every word that they say.
有一个牧师说，他常常回家的时候。
A pastor said when he goes home.
看他八岁的女儿对他的态度，他就知道这个小女孩里面有什么意思。
And he can tell from his eight-year-old daughter what is inside her mind.
如果他一回去，这个女孩子就跑来迎接他说：“爸爸，你回来了。”
And when he goes home, and his eight-year-old come to receive him and say, "We're glad you're home."
我好想念你。
I've been thinking about you all day.
你大概很累了，你坐下吧，我来服侍你吧。
You must be tired. Sit down. Let me help you.
就给他拿拖鞋，就给他倒水。这个做爸爸就知道里面有问题。
And then she brings the glass of water and bring the slippers and make him sit down comfortably. Then this pastor knew that something is happening.
一会儿电话就响了。
And then after a while, the telephone rang.
邻居就打电话说，邵牧师，你回来了？他说回来了。
And the neighbor called us, Pastor Shaw, are you back now? Yes, I am.
我要告诉你，你的女儿跟我的女儿打架，把她我女儿的头打破了。
He said, I have to tell you that your daughter of mine had a quarrel and my daughter was hit on the head.
弟兄姊妹，如果